Willkommen im Creative English Center, der neue Weg, Englisch in Vorarlberg zu lernen.
Topic of the Month,
Business Podcasts,
Activities and Cultural Tips.
All you need to be successful while having fun.
Viel Spaß!
Hi, this is Sophie Paratko, Keck Online. Today I'm interviewing Paul Steele. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
So, can you tell me where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Liverpool in England.
Okay, and how long have you lived in Vorarlberg?
Been living here for 6 years now.
6 years, that's a long time. How do you like it here?
Yeah, fantastic. I love the place and the people. It's a perfect place to live.
Okay, why is that? Because of the landscape as well, or the culture? Or?
Yeah, it's got everything I need here, I think, but especially the landscape, it's completely different from Liverpool, so maybe this is why I like it. There's actually room to breathe and room to live here.
Can you tell us a little bit about Liverpool then, and how you grew up and whereabouts in Liverpool?
Yeah, I was born and grew up in Magull, which is a district of Liverpool. It's about 8 miles out of the city centre. I went to all the schools in the local area. Did nothing special, went to university in the northeast. I had a lust or something to leave Liverpool and go as far away as possible for a few years. And I don't think I'll live there again, really. But by chance, I bumped into an Austrian girl, and that's how I came to Vorarlberg.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
I teach English.
So I guess you can imagine living here for good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We've got no plans to return, and the way things are in England, it's highly unlikely, I think.
Mm-hmm. Liverpool is capital of culture this year. What does this mean to you?
not a lot, really. It just means there's going to be more tourists in Liverpool this year than normal, but I don't think they're going to see very much.
Okay. Do you think it's a good thing, or the advantages and disadvantages of being capital of culture?
I think it could be a little bit embarrassing when you compare it to other European cities who've had the capital of culture in the past, because, all right, people will come to have a look at Liverpool, but there's nothing really for them to see, and I think the organisation behind it hasn't been as good as it should have been, and it's hasn't really gone as planned.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say Liverpool has changed in the last 20 to 30 years? Is it very different nowadays?
Yeah, I think from the 70s, everyone wanted to move out of the city centre, and everyone wanted to live out of the city in the towns and far away as possible in a little green space, anywhere with a garden. And now maybe in the 80s with the riots in the centre of Liverpool, people wanted to move even further away. But since the 90s, I think Manchester's started to bring back people to live in the city, and Liverpool's tried to copy that as well. They've turned some of the old warehouses into luxury flats, and so they're trying to attract more people back into the area.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of language, or what's the dialect called that is spoken in Liverpool?
The dialect is Scouse, and it can be difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm. But what is Scouse actually? I'm thinking of food.
Ah, it's a mishmash of leftovers, I think, really. I'm not quite sure. I've not really eaten it, but I know people that have, but I wouldn't be too keen to try it myself. Maybe I'm the only person in Liverpool that's never eaten scouse. I don't know.
I've never eaten it either, but I thought it was a soup.
I thought it was something like corned beef and leftovers mixed together and reheated, but I'll have to check.
Okay, good. My last question is, what kind of cultural differences do you see between Austrians and English people?
There's quite a lot. Well, especially in this area, I find the local people here are really maybe multicultural. They're really interested in other people, other places. They speak a number of languages, and for a small place, they seem to be quite educated. They dress well. They really look after themselves. And when I look at people in England, they're not so well educated. They don't speak. They don't really speak English, but they dress a little bit crazy. There's these scallies and townies, and it's a different kind of people entirely.
Okay, I know what scallies are. What are townies?
Maybe people who like this bling style of lots of jewellery, and the women go out with hardly any clothes and orange faces with fake tans or too much makeup, and the guys go out dressed, and they like to see and be seen in these popular bars and clubs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And finally, can you tell us about if a symbol for Liverpool? When I say Liverpool, what do you think of immediately?
The Liverbird. It's the insurance building on the pierhead at the seafront. It's I think it's part of the emblem of Liverpool Football Club, and it's the emblem of the city as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's a legend, I think. If the Liverbirds ever fly away, what happens?
Yeah, you probably know the legend better than me. I don't think it's got much chance of flying away because it's concrete, but maybe if it flies away, Liverpool will come crashing down.
That's what I know. Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.